Happy Father's Day to all the dads here today. What an honor it is to be back home at Shades Mountain Baptist Church. Let's go ahead and talk about the suit and the tie and get that out of the way. Been a lot of commentary about that today. I came to the meeting that we had about the worship service, and I was told that I should wear a jacket, but the tie was optional. Then I thought of Neil Bird. And I thought if I came in here casual, Neil would let it go. But if I had the opportunity to stand here and I went as far as to wear the jacket and not the tie and didn't finish, it would have been too frustrating for him to bear. So I went all the way home, Neil, baby. I'm here. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. We're clapping now that somebody's wearing a tie. Has it come to this? This is actually a Father's Day present. Can that be any more stereotypical that that's my Father's Day present? Thank you very much. You know, today we have a lot to talk about, and with it being Father's Day, I want you to know that I thought, with my father, I thought that I was raised normal. I really did. I didn't have any idea that the way I was raised as I've gotten, you know, older and met other people was not normal. My dad is a retired football coach. If he was coaching today, he would be in jail. That's not an exaggeration. My dad believed that that no one has ever truly been sick or injured. They are just weak. My dad, when he was a football coach, forbid cramps, and his team didn't have them. I don't know how he did that, but when he watches football now, if a person has cramps, he goes, "I see the coach should have covered that." I'll sum it up with this. January of this past year, this is all you need to know about my dad. January of this past year, he turned 77 years old. So I called him up to wish him a happy birthday. He has a very booming voice. He picks up. "Yeah. Hey, Pop, which one is this?" "It's Rick, the oldest."